AM 1300 KGLO. It's time to welcome into the studio Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. Dave brought cold weather with him. I don't know how you did that. You brought it right with you.
But I did bring a little sunshine. It makes us feel good anyhow.
You know, I said that a little bit ago. I was talking to our meteorologist, and I told her, I said, if you could stand it to be outside to take pictures today,
there
would be some beautiful pictures. You can almost see. I was looking out the window yesterday just watching some bluebirds and cardinals and things. Yep. But on a day like today now, as bright as that sun is, wouldn't that be pretty? There'd be some neat pictures.
I had them in the bird feeder till the squirrels cleaned it out.
Oh, the squirrels are going to get... Yeah. You got to be fed, too. But, yeah, it's a pretty picture from the inside looking out. If you're out in it, oh, boy, it's cold.
Absolutely. Couple topics this morning that I wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
Nothing really earth-shattering. I think as a society or whatever, we need to start, you know, take a step back and make sure that we get things done timely, okay? You know, I'm talking about, you know, plan ahead a little bit. If you're going to need some insurance, we had a situation where a person had an appointment the other day in a half an hour or so, and they come rolling in, and they wanted car insurance in 10 minutes.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just plan ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, give the gals a little breathing room to check things out, because there's going to be some questions, you know, and some research done to see, you know, when you place a policy, what kind of policy, where to place it or whatever. You know, the same situation we had with a person that had their medical insurance was expiring tomorrow. And they come charging in the office, and they wanted to know, you know, what we could do for them today. You know, it's like, wow, you know, those medical companies, they want a lot of information on you. So get things done timely or ahead of time or whatever. Make a plan. It's not quite as advertised on TV. You just can't snap your fingers and do it. I know many companies I talk to, they get frustrated with those ads that are on TV that make us believe that, you know, just get on your cell phone and poke a couple of buttons and boom, you got it. And they send you the bill. So it's maybe not always that simple. So just a heads up out there, folks. Plan ahead, get her done timely. The last thing is, I'm trying to plan ahead a little bit. We are going to schedule a farmer's informational meeting. We kind of touched on that last week. Mm-hmm. I think I got a spot lined up over here on Illinois at the church over there, if I can say this right, Grace Evangelical.
Grace Evangelical, yeah.
Yes, okay, over there in Illinois. And we're shooting for January 28th in the afternoon. So if Mother Nature don't smack us in the face and tell us different, we're going to give it a try.
That's a nice place, Gracie Free. They've got lots of space and lots of parking. It's easy in and out. Absolutely.
People have been very good to work with, to talk to and everything, and so we're going to kind of plan that. It's going to, like I said, be an afternoon meeting, maybe like 2 to 4 o'clock or something like that.
Oh, sure.
Weather permitting, give us a little time and get up and going. So that'll be on January 28th. We'll be talking about some of these farm programs they got out there, they're a little concerned for people. This ARC and PLC stuff, that's not anything, like I said before, that I sell as an insurance agent, but there's a lot of questions or concerns about it. And then we'll touch on a little bit of crop insurance issues and a couple other little updates and keep it simple, you know, not extraordinarily long. We're going to be calling some people and sending out some text messages. And, you know, if you hear about this from friends, relatives, or on the radio, don't be afraid to stop by. We'd like to see you. We're not going to, you know, take fingerprints and all that kind of stuff and facial recognition, you know, into the meeting. It's going to be open to anybody that would like some updated information. Along with that, I'm going to get a little support from the FSA office, and they're going to have somebody there with me also. So if I get into a corner and there's something we can't answer, they'll be there to help me out.
That's a good part right there. You know, when you do these kinds of things, there's always you know, question and answer time for you that you do. And then there's always that time afterwards where people want to stop and visit and ask even more questions, maybe more specific questions to their operations. And that's good stuff.
We hope so. So we're going to, you know, make a plan here. Like I said, the end of January, that'll be on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some openings there on a Tuesday where I could get into that facility. So, again, I guess, you know, circling back on this morning, get her done timely, allow a little space, you know, to get the right kind of policy and the right situation for you. And Tuesday, January 28th in the afternoon, if you want to know some stuff about the farm programs and a little bit about what's ahead for crop insurance and things, please join us.
I think I'm looking at my calendar here, one of them, and I got a little room that afternoon. I might be able to sneak in and join you for a while.
Exactly. Then you can do some Fleming's Facts or whatever you do.
Fleming's Facts. That's coming up soon. Absolutely.
And I hear you advertising that.
It's fun. It's fun stuff.
All right, Tim.
Dave, good to have you in this morning.
Yeah, good to be in this morning.
Yes, stay warm as you can. What do you have for us for a phone number if somebody wants to call you?
641-423-8785, 1-800-427-8785. Give us a call. Stop in, 1415 South Monroe, as always. We'd sure like to see you. And if you can't make the meeting or whatever, stop in. We'll go over things one-on-one with you.